Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Gather around.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local now for a Monday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. Don't forget this hour of live and local now is brought to you in part by our friends at Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, to something special. Grab your smartphone. Check out meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com. Okay, we've got the Bob Woodward book, Fear. We've got the anonymous op-ed. And by the way, I stand corrected. I thought by close of business yesterday, we would know who this guy is or gal. Are they really high ranking or are they just in charge of paperclips in an office somewhere? And by the way, I would want to know, I wonder how much they were paid for the op-ed. I'm just curious. Was there any money that changed hands between the Washington or the New York Times and Anonymous? And one of the things that both the book, the Woodward book, and the op-ed seems to try, the common thread is that somehow the president is unfit for office. Now, last time I checked, federal workers all across America are going to work. They're getting paid. Unemployment is down. Wages are up. We have relative peace around the world. No major conflicts out there. And basically, the trains are running on time. But some are trying to paint this as, good God, the world is going to come to an end because our president is unfit. He's unhinged. You got people like Morning Joe and Mika and CNN trying to paint this picture of a dysfunctional leader of a dysfunctional government. Yet all these other things, when he goes to Billings, Montana, and he goes to North and South Dakota, and he rattles off the litany of stuff that's the good stuff that's going on, that's putting more money in your pockets. All of this, despite the fact that we have a president who, according to some, is dysfunctional or unfit for office. And that's where you come in. You are the people that are going to be voting in the midterm elections. And I want to find out from you. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you, despite all this stuff you see on TV, the trains are running on time, wages are up, unemployment is down, life is pretty good in America right now. I want to find out from you, which of these two Americas do you see? Which of the two Americas is the one that you believe in? That we are in good hands? That we have a leader that knows what he's doing, how to get things done? Or is something else in play here? Again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. By the way, I mentioned before the end of the last hour, Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward. They were the two ace investigative reporters for the Washington Post, and they exposed the Watergate cover-up and ended up with the resignation of President Richard Nixon. But Carl Bernstein was on CNN yesterday on State of the Union, and even he had what I could best term mixed feelings about this New York Times anonymous editorial. Here's Carl Bernstein yesterday on State of the Union.
I think it's a legitimate article to publish anonymously. And at the same time, I think that there is something craven about the author not coming forward. This is different than the case of Deep Throat, where we were seeking information from someone inside during the Nixon presidency, someone who did not want to volunteer much information, and we were able to get some out of Deep Throat about an ongoing criminal conspiracy. Rather, this is someone on the inside who has come to a newspaper and said, here, I am going to give you this, and I think it's absolutely right that the New York Times published it, but I would hope that this individual would come forward in the national interest and give himself more credibility and what he has to say by identifying himself or herself and letting us know, and then becoming part of the open debate about Donald Trump's presidency, as reported in Bob Woodward's book, because the two follow parallel tracks in which those closest to the president are saying he cannot be trusted with the national security of the United States. We've never had this in our history. The final days of Nixon, yes. Something a little different with an unstable president because of the pressures he was under. But from the first days of a presidency, a president of the United States who those working with him consider him a danger to the national security of the United States, this is really extraordinary.
That's Carl Bernstein. And again, for those of you that are under the age of, 35 or 40, he was Woodward and Bernstein. He was one half of that duo that worked for the Washington Post and exposed Watergate and led to the resignation of Richard M. Nixon. Let's get to your phone calls. I've only got one line open, so if you want to sneak through now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. The state of our union, the state of the republic, If you believe Bob Woodward and Anonymous, you would swear we are teetering on the brink of something really bad, really harmful to our nation. Others that were in North and South Dakota over the weekend, Billings, Montana last week, among the 63 million people that voted for Donald J. Trump, you would swear up and down that the nation's in great shape and that our leader, Donald J. Trump, is doing exactly what he was voted in to do. Drain the swamp. Fix regulations. Increase wages. Lower unemployment. Make peace around the world. Fix trade imbalances. That's what this president has done. That's exactly what this president has done. Let's go to David. David, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, I've been listening to what you've been saying over here. I agree 100% with yourself and the last caller. Trump has done stuff that people, I don't think there's any other guy that could accomplish what he's accomplished in fighting the whole left wing, whether it's collusion or Russia or whatever it is. He came in, just like you said, he came in to drain the swamp. That's the whole number one reason he's been attacked from number one, because people fear of draining the swamp that get revealed in the evil that they've been doing. So that's the whole start of the whole thing. But this guy, I don't think there's anybody in history that has done what he's done with the amount of attacks that he's been attacked at. Well, let's say there were two guys, but they're both dead, right? Kennedy and Lincoln both were killed. But Other than that, I mean, this guy is just amazing. If people were just to look at the accomplishment and then figure out where we're going to go from there. Remember, the whole idea, what he ran on, was that I'm going to drain the swamp. Draining the swamp means both sides, left and right. And there's so many people out there that are not doing anything, just sitting on the standby and just letting him struggle on his own. Whoever this guy is, that's treason, for one. And the next is, it's kind of like a mutiny. You know, like if you're on the boat, they make you walk the plank before. You were in Washington days, they hang you from the highest gallows if you stole anything from the presidency or on the desk, or that's espionage as well. Whoever this guy is, I don't believe there's somebody, but if there is someone, that guy should be, he's done. He should be shot, hanged, whatever it is, but he should not be able to put that, unless he has something that's really damaging and he should go out there and stand up like a man and put it out there if it's for real.
Hey, David, but here's the other alternative. Rather than make him walk the plank or hang him by the neck until dead, get him a host job on MSNBC. He'll die quicker than you can say MSNBC. Hey, David, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I want to remind a lot of our listeners listening on the Nevada Talk Network, you will be leaving us in about 12 minutes from now, because they're finally going to do the Brickyard 400. After all the rain over the weekend, they're finally going to get off the Brickyard 400. And many of our Nevada Talk Network stations will be going to Indy at 10:30, so in about 12 minutes. So it'll be kind of an abbreviated edition of Live and Local Now with you. The rest of you, you're going to be along. Stick around. More to do as we continue. More from the Sunday shows. And we're also going to see if you agree with David, that this notion that our nation, that our democracy / republic is in danger of falling because of an unfit leader is just a bunch of BS. I'm sorry, but it is. And there are a lot of people that believe as I do. 63 million of you. And I happen to believe that as the economy continues to gain traction and more people are positively impacted, that you're going to see more and more people, that 63 million people may become 70 million before too long. And that's why I'm bullish on the midterms. I really honestly am. You can't simply be resistance. You got to be for something. And you can't just say, well, I'm for resistance. That's not enough to win an election. We'll see. What is it, like 58, 57 days, 56 days, I think, to the election. Anyway, more to come as we continue. It is live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
If you want me, girl,
the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Mike Pence was here in Southern Nevada on Friday. He did a bunch of fundraisers, spoke with airmen at Nellis, talked with veterans groups. He got a lot done in just a few hours. And my understanding is I've been talking with people around politics. Yeah. And the word I'm getting is that he's going to be back before November 6th. And that the president is going to be back before November 6th. And again, nobody's talking on the record, but I'm hearing from some pretty high up people that both Pence and the president will be coming back. That's dynamite. Here was Mike Pence. He jetted back from Southern Nevada in time to talk with Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace, of course, of Fox News Sunday. And they talked about Anonymous. Who is Anonymous?
Do you think you know who Anonymous is?
I don't know. But I do know that they should resign and leave this administration.
Should all top officials take a lie detector test, and would you agree to take one?
I would agree to take it in a heartbeat and would submit to any review the administration
you think
wanted
that,
to do.
The administration should do that?
Well, that'd be a decision for the president. But look, I think the honorable thing to do here is for this individual to recognize that they're literally violating an oath. If they are that senior administration official, that they're violating an oath, not to the president, but to the Constitution.
Treason?
Look, it's un-American. And I think that's why you've seen Republicans and Democrats condemn this. The American people vote for a president. They fully expect the president to be able to surround themselves with men and women who will work with them and advancing their agenda. But to have someone who literally celebrates coming in every day to frustrate the agenda that the president and I were elected to advance, it really is an assault on our democracy, and it should be universally condemned.
Is it okay? So, we'll get to your calls coming up in a second. Is it treason? Is it, as Mike Pence says, un-American? What is the deal with Anonymous? And we're going to tackle this coming up on the other side of the break because I'm running a little short on time. I want to find out from you what Anonymous has done. Is it treasonous, as Chris Wallace suggested? Or is it un-American, as Mike Pence has so aptly said? Don't forget that this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. My name is Kevin Wall. To those of you moving on to the Brickyard 400, enjoy the race. The rest of you, come on back. We're going to have some fun with you live and local. Now.
Try to give you consolation. 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
OMG. I can't believe this is happening. Did Bob Woodward write about this in his book? It looks like the $5 a foot long is going away. According to reporting this morning, Franchisees are being told if they don't want to sell the $5 foot long, they don't have to. Now, remember how they took the $5 foot long out? And then I guess last winter they brought it back. And now they're taking it out again. I'm surprised this didn't end up in Bob Woodward's book. Because this is a revelation. Anyway, great to have you with us, Kevin Wall, with you. We are being told a bunch of different ways, by the way. We're being told in Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, that our republic is in danger of falling. That we have a president who's out of control. That we have a president who is going to make a big mistake. Do you remember? This sounds a lot like a year ago. Do you remember when there were people, the so-called talking heads on cable news, were telling us that this president was going to get us into World War III with North Korea? Do you remember that? Now, North Korea is not launching nukes. They have signed an agreement with us. Wages are up. Unemployment is down. Unemployment is down incredibly. I mean, across the board. I mean, blacks, Hispanics, all with unemployment rates at an all-time low. And yet we're being told that our leader, the president of the United States, is unstable. You know, it's the same stuff. Oh, he's going to get us into World War III again. Remember that? The president was unfit for duty. And yet the trains are running on time. And all is well. I want to spend this hour, this half hour, I should say, with you. And I want to find out from you. Do you believe in Bob Woodward? Do you believe in John Kelly and James Mattis and others quoted in the book Fear? Crazy town? The president is somehow unfit for duty? If that is true, how is he getting all of this done? Somebody explain this to me, please. Explain it to the rest of us. In plain English, so all of us can understand. Tell me how he's getting all this stuff done. How we're eliminating 22 regulations for every one new regulation. How we're draining the swamp. Look at the Republicans. Look at the Republicans who are opting not to run for re-election. And who dropped out before the primary because they didn't think they could win a primary because of the president. You want to talk about draining the swamp? People forget when the president during the campaign talked about draining the swamp, he wasn't just talking about the Democrat swamp. He was talking about the Republican swamp too. Well, see, we're going to find out what you think. You are the people that are going to be voting in this midterm. And I'm going to tell you what I told a big crowd at Danny Tarkanian's new headquarters on Sahara up in Summerlin. That this is going to be a vitally important election. There's just no other way of looking at it. I'm just going to tell you, this is going to be important. And you're the ones that are going to make it important. But if you believe what Bob Woodward is telling you, if you believe that we've got a president that is unstable, that is unfit for duty, somebody explain to me how he's getting all this stuff done. How can he be dysfunctional and eliminate 22 regulations for every one new one added? How can he raise the unemployment rate? And of course, you saw Obama trying to take credit for it. That's always good. That's fine, Mr. President. That's okay. It's just incredible to me that there are people, and you saw on the Sunday shows, I mean, it was all over the Sunday shows. You know, they were talking about anonymous. Here is Kellyanne Conway. This is cut five. And it runs just a tad long, but I want you to hear Kellyanne Conway and Jake Tapper square off over who exactly is anonymous.
President Trump has been talking a lot this week about the anonymous New York Times op-ed. And we have new reporting that says White House aides have narrowed the search for the writer down to just a few individuals. Who's on the list?
I have no idea who's on the list. What does concern me, though, Jake, apart from everything the president and others have said, is that for a media that is constantly talking about facts, accuracy, transparency, authority, the authoritativeness to this anonymous writer was imbued automatically because of the content. As long as the message is anti-Trump, it seems, the messenger has credibility. That should concern everyone. I'm with the vice president on this. He has said that the person should resign if the person truly is an appointee who has taken an oath to the Constitution, as we all have. We don't take an oath to the president. We take an oath to the Constitution. But that Constitution puts an awful lot of authority into the executive branch.
Don't you think that the White House and the way that it has reacted to this op-ed has also imbued the op-ed with a sense of credibility? For instance, I have no idea who wrote it. I mean, it could be an assistant director at the Mineral Mining Agency for all I know. But all of a sudden, you have the vice president denying it, Secretary of State Pompeo denying it. By the end of the day, every cabinet secretary had denied it either on camera or in an official statement. Didn't that rise the level of the credibility, not to mention the oxygen?
So I did say earlier this week I had a fairly different view than others, which is why would we elevate someone we don't even know? We also don't know what this person has said to try to get that op-ed in the New York Times or what he or she has said to other people. So to the president's point that there could be a national security risk at hand, he doesn't want this person in a meeting where he's discussing China, Russia, North Korea. Any president of the United States, Jake, should have the comfort and the freedom to speak with his national security team.
Why does the president think it is a member of the national security?
No, he's making the point that if it is, that raises true concerns if it's somebody who has access to information. And look, you know that because you're in the media, you know that President Obama was investigating journalists. A lot of folks from the New York Times were criticizing him at the time. James Rosen
for leaks. And I don't support what he was doing, but he was.
But we should be reminded.
But there were investigations of leaks, not of criticisms. But I mean, it is different.
And I think this one is fairly simple. If this person really thinks that he or she is being patriotic and not pathetic, which is the way I view it, then they should come forward because you would have given them the seat today. What really was the motivation too? If the motivation is what they state it is in that ridiculous op-ed, they failed miserably. They missed the mark completely. I think the motivation was to sow discord and create chaos, and I refuse to be a part of that.
There you have it. No, I'm just telling you, this thing is getting crazier and crazier, and this Trump derangement syndrome. The media is going nuts over this. And yet we keep having victory after victory after victory. When the president told us, hey, you're gonna get tired of winning. I'm not tired, for the record, Mr. President. I'm not tired. But you promised us we'd say, Mr. President, please, you're winning too much. We can't win as often, please. We just can't take it. I can take it just fine. But I do want to get back to the main question. How does a president who is, quote, unfit for office, unquote, unhinged, crazy, dysfunctional, how does he get so much stuff done? Will somebody please explain that to me? 844, the number 2 Nevada, That's 844-263-8232. And I'd like to find out from you what you think. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's begin with Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. Good morning, sir.
That's a beautiful morning. Abstentia, oblivion, so-called leak, which is, by the way, what detectives and reporters really need to keep their jobs. Otherwise, they won't. They're almost nothing without whistleblowers. And to duly remind your audience, the predecessor, one Hussein Obama, a very Christian name. If anybody could ever call you that they've ever met a Christian in their life in this country that had that, or around the world anyway, he incarcerated more whistleblowers than all presidents combined. I believe that's a fact. He's definitely number two if he's not number one. And Woodward is definitely a lefty. Washington Post, he really outed. I love the movie All the President's Men, but this book, if it's not borderline slander, if not, let alone defamation of character, you tell me what is, Kevin. Good day, sir.
Thank you, man. Yeah, if you get a chance, and it shows up on cable all the time, check out All the President's Men. Pretty cool. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. We're trying to figure out, because I'm willing to give Jake Tapper and Chris Cuomo and Rachel Maddow, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. I really honestly am. If they honestly believe that this president is unhinged, unfit for duty, then somebody explain to me how he's getting all this stuff done. I mean, he's not getting any help from Congress. I mean, even members of his own party are working against him. Single-handedly, this president is getting stuff done. So somebody explain to me, how can he be unfit for duty? And to those of you among the 63 million people that actually voted for him, somebody explain to me how this works. How can a guy be unhinged, crazy, unfit for duty, and yet he keeps getting things done? The missiles aren't flying in North Korea. There is relative peace around the world, no major conflict. We've got an economy that's going nuts. An economy that's going absolutely bonkers. Somebody explain to me how that works. Let me know. Let me know what you think. Here's the number. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you how a president deals with this. The same question, do you remember when we had Eric Trump on? What was it, 3 or 4 weeks ago, a month ago, something like that? And I asked him, tell me how your dad gets up every morning. How does your dad get up every morning and function when every day he's waking up to a new, quote, crisis? Breaking news, CNN, MSNBC, Morning Joe. Somebody explain to me how that happens. Somebody explain to me how it is that this president functions, not just functions, but excels. I mean, we're not just talking about somebody that just comes to work and puts his feet up on the desk. We're talking about somebody that actually gets stuff done. We'll see what you think. We'll find out once and for all what's going on. We make it real simple for you, by the way. No, we do. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And what I want to find out from you is this whole notion that we get from the book Fear, the new Woodward book. We're getting it from the... And is it coincidence that within 1 week, the book comes out, and the editorial comes out, the anonymous editorial comes out. It's not like it's planned, is it? I mean, that's what I think. I think all this stuff is always orchestrated. And whether it's George Soros or whoever it is, that's the puppeteer, so to speak. They've got this thing planned. Yeah. One of the things that's important is that I'm convinced that this is orchestrated and that this is planned. And whether it's George Soros or George Stephanopoulos or some other George, somebody is pulling the strings in this thing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get back to your calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you, how does this president get things done? If he's so dysfunctional, if he's so unhinged, if he's so unfit for duty that his lieutenants have to pull letters off his desk so he won't sign them. Explain to me how he functions then. How does he succeed? How does he win? All that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowana.com.
Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank.
My grandfather was a barber. Grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I see we squeezed in a couple of calls before the news at the top of the hour. Zoe in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now. You're up. Go right ahead.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi. I'm listening to your radio station, and you're asking what's our opinion regarding the countries, what's happening to our country. But for me, my concern really is the economy. People are getting jobs because of the tax cut that our President Trump did, and the businesses are coming back from, other states or other countries. My husband's job was lost during 2009 when it was outsourced to other countries in Asia. He's an architect. And then he lost his job. I lost my job because it went to another state. But anyway, I'm happy now. That's what's going on. Our President Trump did for the tax cut, and not only for businesses, also for families who are trying to survive, and it helps. Not only that, I believe also the peace and order that is regarding what he did to the North Korean people and the South Korean people. It's really, for me, he's doing his job right.
I got to tell you, I agree with you. And I think a lot of the 63 million people agree with you as well. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, coming up next, live and local now. Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.